From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Based on early returns, NPR is projecting Rand Paul has defeated opponent Trey Grayson in the Republican Senate primary race in Kentucky, the closely watched contest considered by many to be a test of the strength of the Tea Party movement. We get details on the race from NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving.
Rand Paul is not a surprise winner because he has been leading in recent weeks in this particular contest. But if you go back last year, Trey Grayson, the state's Secretary of State, was considered an easy favorite to win this nomination. Rand Paul associated himself with the Tea Party activists who have been strong in this part of the country, and they bore him on to victory. But his victory is wider than that. He's winning with about a third of the vote in with almost 60% of the vote.
Rand Paul is a 47-year-old Bowling Green eye surgeon who had never before run for office. Grayson had drawn heavily from the traditional arm of the GOP. Polls are closing at this hour in Pennsylvania, where Republican-turned-Democrat Arlen Specter is facing a stiff challenge for the party nomination as he seeks a sixth term. Speaking in Philadelphia today, Specter said even though President Obama did not actively come out and campaign for him, that's okay.
He's got a lot of other things on his agenda. President Obama is on everybody's television screen every 15 or 20 minutes.
Specter is being challenged by Representative Joe Sestak, who's branded him a political opportunist for switching parties. There's also a battle in Arkansas between Democrat Blanche Lincoln and Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter. NOAA has nearly tripled the area of the Gulf of Mexico closed to fishing because of BP's giant oil spill. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports now the agency is tracking whether the oil has reached a critical ocean current that will spread the pollution to Florida and the Atlantic coast.
The so-called loop current in the Gulf of Mexico flows out the Florida Straits and into the Gulf Stream. Tar balls have already washed up in Key West. NOAA Administrator Jane Lubchenco says scientists are trying to determine if a tendril of oil has reached the loop current and what its trajectory would be.
The tar balls washing ashore in the Florida Keys are an example of what might happen should oil become entrained in the loop current. And that is the scenario that we will be anticipating and preparing for.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, meanwhile, reports 189 sea turtles, birds, and other animals have been found dead along the Gulf Coast since the oil spill started. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
Giant pharmaceutical maker Pfizer is wielding the job-cutting axe. The world's biggest drug maker plans to cut around 6,000 manufacturing jobs, or 18% of that workforce, within the next 5 years. That follows its recent acquisition of Wyeth. On Wall Street today, stocks reacting to European debt woes. The Dow was down 114 points to close at 10,510. This is NPR. There are reports of large numbers of Thai troops and armored vehicles gathering near a fortified encampment in downtown Bangkok, occupied by thousands of government protesters. There are also reports of Thai troops firing warning shots into the air ahead of what could be a possible operation to evict the demonstrators. Reports are saying soldiers sprayed a water cannon at a wall of tires near the fortified entrance to the encampment. At least 36 people have died. Hundreds of others have been wounded in 7 days of clashes in the Thai city. Top Obama administration officials urged the Senate to quickly ratify a new arms control agreement with Russia. While past arms control treaties have had broad bipartisan support, bipartisanship seems to be in short supply on Capitol Hill these days. We get details from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
At the first hearing on the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START, many Republicans raised concerns that it could limit U.S. options on missile defense. Defense Secretary Robert Gates denied that, though he says the Russians always try to keep U.S. missile defense plans in check.
It's because we can afford it and they can't. And we're going to be able to build a good one, and we are building a good one, and they probably aren't. And they don't want to devote the resources to it, so they try and stop us from doing it through political means. This treaty doesn't accomplish that for them.
What it does do, he says, is provide more stability and transparency. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the new arms control treaty also gives the U.S. more diplomatic leverage, which she argues could be lost if senators don't ratify it quickly. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil prices continued their downward slide today. Oil was down 54 cents a barrel to close at $69.41 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.